A year on from mob violence which targeted the Christian community of Orissa State in India, the local church has called for this Christmas to be a time of healing and reconciliation between the majority Hindu and minority Christian communities. In a special Christmas message, the Archbishop of Bhubaneswar, Raphael Chinath, writes that Christmas is an occasion of joy, even in the refugee camps that have been home to 13,000 men, women and children since last year. He continues that peace founded on justice will never perish. It can only degenerate or be marginalised as a temporary phenomenon, and ultimately peace will triumph. Archbishop Chinath recorded this special Christmas appeal for all our listeners, especially those in India, so that this Christmas, peace may prevail in the hearts of all.
The sinister intention of the fundamentalists was to prevent the Christians from celebrating Christmas and to destroy the very foundation of their Christian faith. Their evil intention of destroying the church in Kondamal continues. For instance, the Sangh Parivar, in bracket Hindu fundamentalists, have destroyed the government, threatened the government that if those responsible for the killing of Swami are not arrested before 15th of December 2008, they will declare another bunt on 25th December 2008. A bunt blockade on 25th December 2008 would totally destroy the church in Kondamal because they have already managed to destroy the whole infrastructure of the church in Kondamal from 23rd August 2008 after the death of Swami Lakshmanananda Saraswati. Now they want to keep up the tension and again instill fear in the minds of the hapless Christians who have been victims of persecution from December 2007. Two Christian women who are in the refugee camps had gone out to see their property outside. The security men asked them, "How do you come out here? If the fundamentalists attack you and kill you, what will you do?" Their reply was very inspiring. "God is with us. If we are killed, we shall die for Christ." Peace committees are organized in order to dialogue with the people of other faith. The message of Christmas should be internalized before we begin to preach it to others. We ourselves should experience the same so that we can convince others about the same. We are organizing inter-denominational celebrations. We invite others to participate in prayer meetings and discussions. Then their hearts will be full of joy and wonder, like the Blessed Virgin Mary, who kept all things in her heart. I wish you again a Merry Christmas and Blessed New Year 2009.